Welcome to Candlestick Park in San Francisco, for the game between the New York Mets and the San Francisco Giants. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Mets, batting in the leadoff spot, the second baseman, Wally Backman. Batting second, the right fielder, Danny Heap. Batting third, the first baseman, Keith Hernandez. Batting fourth, the center fielder, Darryl Strawberry. Batting fifth, the left fielder, George Foster. Batting sixth, the third baseman, Hubie Brooks. Batting seventh, the catcher, Ron Hodges. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Rafael Santana. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Dwight Gooden. Pitching for the New York Mets, Dwight Gooden. For the San Francisco Giants, batting in the leadoff spot, the center fielder, Dan Gladden. Batting second, the second baseman, Manny Trillo. Batting third, the right fielder, Chili Davis. Batting fourth, the left fielder, Jeffrey Leonard. Batting fifth, the first baseman, Al Oliver. Batting sixth, the catcher, Bob Brenly. Batting seventh, the third baseman, Joel Youngblood. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Johnny LeMaster. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Mike Krukow. Pitching for the San Francisco Giants, Mike Krukow. And now, play ball. Wally Backman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Backman takes first base on ball four. Danny Heap is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Backman. The throw from Brenly and he is safe. Backman steals second. Danny Heap is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Krukow. Backman moves to third. Danny Heap is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heap hits a pop-up towards first. Oliver settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez strikes out. Two outs. Darryl Strawberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strawberry strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Dan Gladden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gladden strikes out. One out. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trillo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brooks fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chili Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Mets will come to bat. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Foster moves to third. Ron Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodges hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Brenly settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rafael Santana is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santana hits a pop-up towards short. LeMaster settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dwight Gooden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gooden hits a ball on the ground towards third. Youngblood fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Jeffrey Leonard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leonard strikes out. One out. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver hits a fly ball into center field. Strawberry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Brenly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brenly strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Wally Backman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Backman is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Backman hits a ball on the ground towards short. LeMaster scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Danny Heap is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heap is 0-for-1 in the game. Heap strikes out. Two outs. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 0-for-1 in the game. Hernandez strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngblood hits a fly ball into right field. Heap settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny LeMaster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LeMaster strikes out. Two outs. Mike Krukow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krukow hits a fly ball into right field. Heap settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Daryl Strawberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strawberry is 0-for-1 in the game. Strawberry hits a fly ball into center field. Gladden settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Foster hits a ball on the ground towards third. Youngblood fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Brooks hits a ball on the ground towards third. Youngblood fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Dan Gladden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gladden is 0-for-1 in the game. Gladden hits a fly ball into left field. Foster settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trillo is 0-for-1 in the game. Trillo hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Chili Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-1 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Santana scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ron Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodges is 0-for-1 in the game. Hodges hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Trillo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rafael Santana is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santana is 0-for-1 in the game. Santana strikes out. Two outs. Dwight Gooden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gooden is 0-for-1 in the game. Gooden hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wally Backman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Backman is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Backman hits a pop-up towards first. Oliver settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Jeffrey Leonard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leonard is 0-for-1 in the game. Leonard strikes out. One out. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0 for 1 in the game. Oliver hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Brooks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Brenly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brenly is 0 for 1 in the game. Brenly strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Danny Heap is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heap is 0 for 2 in the game. Heap hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 0 for 2 in the game. Hernandez hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Heap moves to second. Daryl Strawberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Heap moves to third. Hernandez moves to second. Daryl Strawberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strawberry is 0 for 2 in the game. Strawberry hits a pop-up towards first. Oliver settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Foster is walked intentionally. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Brooks hits a ball on the ground towards short. LeMaster fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngblood is 0 for 1 in the game. Youngblood hits a fly ball into center field. Strawberry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny LeMaster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LeMaster is 0 for 1 in the game. LeMaster hits a ball on the ground towards short. Santana scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Krukow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krukow is 0 for 1 in the game. Krukow hits a pop-up towards first. Hernandez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ron Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodges is 0 for 2 in the game. Hodges hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Trillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rafael Santana is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santana is 0 for 2 in the game. Santana hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Gladden. Santana reaches second base with a double. Dwight Gooden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gooden is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Gooden strikes out. Two outs. Wally Backman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Backman is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Backman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Dan Gladden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gladden is 0 for 2 in the game. Gladden hits a ball on the ground towards short. Santana scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trillo is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Trillo hits a pop-up towards short. Santana settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chili Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 2 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jeffrey Leonard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leonard is 0 for 2 in the game. Leonard strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Danny Heap is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heap is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Heap strikes out. One out. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hernandez strikes out. Two outs. Daryl Strawberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strawberry is 0 for 3 in the game. Strawberry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Trillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0 for 2 in the game. Oliver strikes out. One out. Bob Brenly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brenly is 0 for 2 in the game. Brenly takes first base on ball 4. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngblood is 0 for 2 in the game. Youngblood hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Foster throws the ball into Santana, who tags Youngblood trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Brenly moves to third. Two outs. Scott Thompson pinch hits for Johnny LeMaster. Scott Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Brad Wellman now playing shortstop. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Foster strikes out. One out. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Brooks hits a ball on the ground towards third. Youngblood fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ron Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodges is 0 for 3 in the game. Hodges hits a fly ball into right field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Mike Krukow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krukow is 0 for 2 in the game. Krukow hits a pop-up towards third. Brooks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dan Gladden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gladden is 0 for 3 in the game. Gladden hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Gooden. Gladden moves to second. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trillo is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Trillo strikes out. Two outs. Chili Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Davis hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gladden moves to third. Jeffrey Leonard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leonard is 0 for 3 in the game. Leonard strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Rafael Santana is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santana is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Santana hits a pop-up towards first. Oliver settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mukie Wilson pinch hits for Dwight Gooden. Mukie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson takes first base on ball four. Wally Backman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Backman is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Backman hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Mets. Jerry Martin pinch hits for Danny Heap. Gary Lavelle now pitching. Jerry Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Hernandez hits a pop-up towards short. Wellman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Darryl Strawberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strawberry is 0 for 4 in the game. Strawberry hits a fly ball into left field. Leonard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Jerry Martin now playing right field. Jesse Orozco now pitching. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0 for 3 in the game. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Backman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Brenly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brenly is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Brenly hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngblood is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Youngblood hits a fly ball into center field. Strawberry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dusty Baker pinch hits for Brad Wellman. Dusty Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker hits a pop-up towards third. Brooks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Mets, 2. And San Francisco Giants, 0. Goodbye from Candlestick Park in San Francisco.